Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Attention campers, the new Camp Snoopy at Kings Island brings your family summer camp fun all season long. Head to Camp Snoopy with Charlie Brown and the whole Peanuts gang for fun and adventure. Race forwards and backwards on the new family boomerang coaster, Snoopy Soapbox Racers. Explore on your own with more space to roam at Beagle Scout Acres. And don't forget to grab a snack at Pigpen's Mess Hall. It's a new way to play with the Peanuts gang at Camp Snoopy. Now open, only at Kings Island, for the fun of it.
It is time for the chart of the day with our Bloomberg Stocks columnist Dave Wilson. Dave, what do you got?
Time to hide if you're a short seller and you're looking at the FANG stocks.
It's not been easy on you.
No, it has not, especially given the kinds of gains they've had this year. But looking at Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, and Google's parent company, Alphabet, you have seen the short interest in these shares. And we're talking about the number of shares that have been borrowed and sold in anticipation that the price would fall and you'd be able to benefit from that. It's been shrinking for each of these stocks for years now, and it's something that Savita Subramanian pointed out, and she's the chief U.S. equity strategist at Bank of America Merrill Lynch, and she sees this kind of as an issue for concern, the whole idea that, you know, people are so positive on these kinds of companies. It kind of raises the question of where do you go from here? How do you get more positive? How do you get more buying? And just to give you some idea of what we're talking about, the most extreme example is Netflix because it has the highest short interest of the group. It's been about 6%. You go back to 2012 or so, you're looking at 30%. It's come way down. You can see that, you know, Amazon's maybe 1.5%. And Facebook and Alphabet, a.k.a. Google, below 1%. So nobody really wants to bet against these companies. As she put it, the short interest is almost non-existent. And like I say, her concern is that the enthusiasm for technology stocks has gone too far. And she has what's called a market weight rating on the group, the whole idea that, you know, you don't want to own a higher percentage in these stocks than their representative market benchmarks. If you want to know more, folks, send me an email. I'll get you the chart, the explanation that goes with it, and everything I do going forward. The email address is dwilson@bloomberg.net. That's dwilson@bloomberg.net.
Dave Wilson, thank you so much. I do want to get to another most read story on the Bloomberg today. It's about the Midtown property, 666 Fifth Avenue, co-owned by the Kushner family and, of course, Jared Kushner, President Trump's son-in-law. We'll talk about the other owner in just a moment. Here with us to tell us what's going on, Caleb Melby, financial reporter at Bloomberg News in our Bloomberg 1130 studio in New York. Tell us about this property. Tell us about the owners. It doesn't sound like it's a friendly ownership deal right now.
Yeah, so Kushner and Vornado Realty Trust became co-owners in the building back in 2011 when the Kushners needed to refinance this massive $1.2 billion mortgage on it. And that refinancing gave them time to try and solve the problems this building had. It wasn't making enough money to cover that debt. And one of the ways they did that is they artificially lowered the interest rate. But now that debt's due February 2019, the interest rate is rising again. And the Kushners this whole time had been hoping to build an 80-story building in the place of this current 41-story
building. So knock down
building.
The old building
knock
and
it
build
down.
A new. Okay.
And We had always been told that that was very expensive, that the market of interested buyers for a project like that, it would probably be limited overseas. And then the Chinese clampdown on overseas investment happened. That kind of made the market even smaller. Mm. That whole time, Vornado didn't seem particularly interested in this version of the redevelopment plan. But today, we're reporting for the first time an actual sign of that, which is that there are representatives from Vornado telling office brokers, hey, this will stay an office building. Gauge your client interest.
Right.
Just keep that in mind going forward.
I do wonder if the Kushner family had been able to get the money from the Chinese investors, would Vornado maybe be playing along with their vision?
I think absolutely. That the deal that we reported back in March that would have made Anbang and mm-hmm. Kushner co-owners in the property and would have bought out Vornado to build that 80-story
tower. So they would have been bought out completely.
At something like a 1,000% profit. It would have been
yeah.
It would have been massive. They would have been very happy about that. They just don't think it's very likely at all.
How often does this happen, Caleb, where you know, you've got two, Vornado, very well known, I think ownership of the building that we currently
yes.
are residing in, well known though in the world of real estate. How often do you have real estate partners like this, fairly high profile, and then all of a sudden they don't get along?
Sure. I mean, not very often. The facts on the ground here change so much. In this particular case, Vornado saw a deal in a refinancing, but Kushner has partnered with a lot of institutional partners throughout the years, a lot of whom also, like Vornado, are press shy.
Right.
And worked for a while to have Jared be kind of the front man for a sexy new development in Brooklyn or something like that. But now he's in the White House. There's the conflict of interest concerns. There's the people who aren't happy with the Trump White House and how it's governing. And all of a sudden, this thing that was a good thing, these partnerships with the Kushners are now not so much a good thing.
Is there something about the timing and all of a sudden the pushback by Vornado? It's because maybe some perceive that the White House isn't as strong, perhaps, as it was initially, or maybe that the market environment has changed in terms of their attitude?
I think it's a lot more about the market because they're partners with the Trump organization as well. Trump co-owns two office buildings with Vornado. So for them, I'm sure it's much less about the politics.
Okay.
And for Steve Roth and Vornado, they like to buy office buildings, update office buildings, manage office buildings.
And make money while doing it.
And make money while doing it. Knocking buildings down has not typically been.
It's costly.
It's very expensive.
And especially if the market is saying that there's really not an environment, there's not a lot of demand for what they want to do.
Yeah.
But something's got to be done because you got, what, $1.2
billion? $1.2 billion due February 2019. So we're going to be watching it closely, looking to see what plan they actually come up with.
All right. A great story. Interesting story. And as I said, among the most read in the past 8 hours on the Bloomberg. Caleb, thank you.
Thanks, Carol.
Caleb Melby, he's financial reporter at Bloomberg News, joining us in our Bloomberg 1130 studio. Check out that story if you'd like at Bloomberg.com. You are listening to Bloomberg Markets, and this is Bloomberg Radio.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Attention campers, the new Camp Snoopy at Kings Island brings your family summer camp fun all season long. Head to Camp Snoopy with Charlie Brown and the whole Peanuts gang for fun and adventure. Race forwards and backwards on the new family boomerang coaster, Snoopy Soapbox Racers. Explore on your own with more space to roam at Beagle Scout Acres. And don't forget to grab a snack at Pigpen's Mess Hall. It's a new way to play with the Peanuts gang at Camp Snoopy. Now open, only at Kings Island, for the fun of it.
Johann Schmiegel, you've got the world's highest IQ.
Yes, 247.
Wow, did you know that thanks to Salesforce with Einstein AI, everyone's smarter? Now everyone's an Einstein, just like you.
But I'm the smartest.
Not anymore. With connected data and trusted AI, everyone can give customers experiences they've only dreamed of. Oh, look, here's a few Einsteins now.
Hey, hi.
Hola, amigo.
Everyone's an Einstein?
It's okay, Johann, let it happen. The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.